Greetings from Morden. I'm not sure anyone really knows all that much about sailing, apart from PBO's Dave Harding, of course, who actually knows everything. In terms of ignorance, I'm speaking from a position of some authority, because one way or another, a lot of people have tried to educate me. And as far as I can tell, absolutely everything everyone says contradicts everything everybody else says. It seems to be a fundamental law of the sea. Much of my early fumblings on my sailfish were guided by old-timers Julian and Ted, who took the Old Testament version of the Yachtmaster exam, along with a bloke called Noah, who failed on tidal heights. This was in an age when hide food was used to renovate your topsides, and the big jobs were done by cobblers. Both started out in state-of-the-art Hunter coracles. These days, Julian owns a Rustler, which may sound like a top-shelf magazine, but is actually a rather posh and immensely tough bespoke blue water yacht. Princess Anne's also got one, and there's not so much as a hoof scuff on hers. Julian sailed his to the Arctic, where he sunk quite a few icebergs. They're that tough. Ted, on the other hand, has an aged westerly renown, which he's gently nursed and tenderly caressed through three decades. It's a completely different approach. Their very different boats define their philosophies of sailing. When Ted heard Julian was stepping aboard my sailfish to improve me and my boat, he anxiously cautioned, "For God's sake, Dave, don't let him near the standing rigging." When he tightened my shrouds, he pulled out the chain plates. The fact that Julian's boat is called Typhoon tells you something. He's a force of nature, unstoppable. As we stepped down from the dinghy into my sailfish, he twanged the shrouds, which reverberated with the woofly resonance of a rockabilly T-chess bass. That's just the way I like it. Within seconds, he tightened everything beyond Maria Callas's top C, on beyond human hearing range, and only when the dogs on the beach started writhing in agony did he pronounce, "That'll have to do for now." Julian thinks tension is an essential part of sailing, and he's very good at creating it. As we cast off, I feared the mast might suddenly pierce the coach roof like a crossbow bolt as my sailfish imploded around it, leaving me with something the size of a pineapple chunk on the stub of a cocktail stick. But my attention was soon distracted as Julian discovered all sorts of other things that could be tweaked, pulled and worried. It's in my makeup that whenever senior sailors step aboard Marlin, I naturally defer and become a subservient cabin boy. I also genuinely enjoy studying better sailors sail my boat. I've no doubt that I was getting an absolute masterclass as Julian tweaked and fiddled and showed me all about slots, twist and draft. I'm sure we were sizzling along, but I genuinely couldn't tell. That's because A, Marlin doesn't have any instruments apart from an echo sounder. B, I just don't have any sense for speed. C, I was too worried about all the stresses on Marlin. D, I was trying not to fall out. And E, I really needed a pee. Still, Julian seemed pleased that he'd got the best out of Marlin, and I felt as if I'd been educated but hadn't quite grasped the lesson. It was just like school. Still, none of that mattered, because Steve Two Boats, so-called because he can have a wooden weekender or a GRP one, depending on his mood, put me right and told me everything that Julian had showed me was wrong. In the distant past, Steve had been a dinghy sailor, which is always a bit of a worry, because for them, the main object of sailing seems to be to get your boat to tip up at ridiculous angles, so you have to sit at the side, on the side of the hull, and get thoroughly soaked. Where Julian had positioned the main sheet below the centre line, Steve hoiked it above the centre line. Everything was opposite. He also went on about slots a lot, just like Julian, and added a new dimension to my education by discovering something else to adjust. I'd never noticed them before, but apparently my sails had these little stringy things called leech lines that you pull. Once again, it was an absolute education. But then late this summer, Mick put me right. Neighbour Mick's a little bit difficult to understand because he comes from Leeds, but apparently he tells it like it is, so I'm told. Basically, he said that everything everybody else said was bollocks, that I was a pillock, and that there was also something called a wazzock. Now, that's a lot of nautical terminology for one day. Nevertheless, I felt thoroughly educated. One thing, though, they all shared in common was a fixation about getting telltales to fly straight. Ted, on the other hand, had a refreshingly different approach. For him, the whole point of sailing is about keeping your mug of tea level. And that's a really useful lesson. And that's also my kind of sailing, but I daren't admit it to the others. So just to make it look like I've been paying attention, I'm going to glue my telltales in place, arrow straight. Then it will look like I really know what I'm doing. That'll teach him.